Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, recording at our studio in the East County Wellness Center in El Cajon. And listeners, we have a treat for you today. My very special guest is Victor Crosswaite Contreras. Victor is with the Descendants of Early San Diego, formerly known as the Old Town San Diego Descendants Group, and he is going to be telling us about a contest for writing short historical monologues for presentation at the upcoming Twain Fest, and he'll also be giving us a dramatic reading a little later in the show. Victor, welcome to the show.
It's a pleasure to be here, Marian.
So tell us what Twain Fest is all about for those not familiar with it.
Twain Fest was born from the organization Write Out Loud, which is a theater group dedicated to the reading of literature and the performance of literature. So Write Out Loud kind of plays into that. And they created a celebration of 1800 literature. The literature from the 1800s, and dedicated it to probably the most famous writer of that time, Twain, Mark Twain.
Right.
So they call it Twain Fest. They've worked in conjunction with Old Town San Diego State Park and housing the event in the Old Town area, so it's not limited to the state park, but it focuses in the state park, but it takes in the whole Old Town San Diego area. And they celebrate literature of the 1800s. They do reenactments of characters, of the authors. Mm-hmm. They do readings of the writings that they did. They'll have a number of activities and games that are the 1800s, music, dancing. It's an entire event that encompasses the whole Old Town area, comes alive for the 1800s on August the 20th this year.
Very exciting. Now, as part of that, the Descendants of Early San Diego and Write Out Loud are sponsoring a contest for writing short monologues that'll be presented at Twain Fest. And the kicker is they have to tell the real story of real people who were here in the San Diego region back in the 1800s. And I presume that could include the entire county, including East County. Correct, Victor?
More than that, we encompass what we consider the San Diego region. Mm-hmm. Now, remember back then, it started in Spain.
And
yes. Spain formed a mission here in San Diego. So the mission was central to the region, which would include Baja California as well. Baja California, East County, and all the way probably halfway toward Los Angeles.
Well, that's very good to know. So tell us a little bit about the basic rules, when the deadline is, how long the pieces need to be, and anything else folks should know.
We're looking for performance pieces, pieces that can be performed as a monologue, characterizing a person that actually lived in this region during the 1800s. They'd like a little bit of his story, so we're telling factual historical truths about what that person's mm-hmm. life was like, what brought him to San Diego, aspects of his life that would be of interest, and something about life of the 1800s. What was it like to live in the 1800s? 5 to 10 minute monologue that would be performed by a professional actor at Twain Fest for the public multiple times during the day, maybe 4 or 5 times during the day. It would be repeated throughout the day. The Twain Fest starts from 11 in the morning and runs till 5 in the afternoon.
And the deadline for submitting your entry would be May 31st.
May 31st, you're submitting either online at viccroscon@yahoo.com or mailing it at 110 North 2nd Avenue, Unit 65, Chula Vista, California, 91910. For additional information, they can call, and the number to call is 619-301-8126.
Very good. And listeners, if you missed that, you can go to eastcountymagazine.org, click on our bookshelf section, and if you scroll down, there's an article about the playwright contest, the Descendants of Early San Diego contest in there as well, with all of these details and more. Now, what do the winners get?
The winners of this competition, we're suggesting they submit their 5 to 10 minute monologues, and we're looking to select two pieces that will be compensated $100 each.
Very nice. And it'll also be performed at Twain Fest. And I will add, by the way, we're East County Magazine. We love our East County history. If one of the winners happens to be about someone who lived in East County during the 1800s, we would be delighted to have that performed at an upcoming East County Magazine event as well, if the playwright wants to do that, wants the extra exposure.
That'd be wonderful. We'd certainly be in favor of that.
Okay. Now, tell us a little bit about some of the kinds of stories that have been brought to life before. And I will add, I've seen some of these performed and they're just marvelous. They have humor and a lot of history, but it's really in a very entertaining fashion. You're not going to be bored, folks. If you go to Twain Fest, you're going to love
Absolutely
it.
Absolutely not.
But tell us a couple of examples of some of the stories that have been featured in the past.
Well, one of the things that's kind of interest is both in Mexico and the United States at that time, it had a much stricter code of behavior. And women were not allowed to gamble or go into drinking establishments. Yet in California, we were much more liberal and we allowed the women to gamble
even,
and go.
We were
into
liberal them. Even back then.
We were liberal even back then. So that it was very common to have women gamble. So one of our pieces depicted a woman who lived here in the 1800s, actually passed through here. She had relatives in San Diego and she talks about gambling and about women gambling, which was very unusual at that time,
yeah.
but very acceptable here. We talked about the toys of the 1800s. Barsolo is a Italian toy maker who was born in Italy, who came to the East Coast and eventually to San Diego to sell handmade toys. And he talks about the toys and the playing of the children of that time.
Very interesting. I know another one was about how the flag was saved during the transition from Spain to Mexico controlling California. And that was interesting, too, as I recall. It was a woman that sort of hid it under her skirt, thinking that was the one place that the soldiers wouldn't search, that they
Absolutely.
Would be gentlemen.
So there's all these wonderful stories, very much part of our history and sometimes overlooked. And some of the wonderful stories, I mean, San Diego's filled with just rich, wonderful stories.
Yeah. Now, you have some famous ancestors yourself as a descendant of early San Diego there. One of them was Bonifacio Lopez. Tell us about Señor Lopez, and then we're going to have you do a reading in a moment.
Well, the cattle industry was the king at that time in the 1800s. And generally speaking, the Spanish soldiers retired. They started cattle ranches and exported cattle all around the world. And it was really a part of the major world economy, provided leather yeah. throughout the world. Basically, cattle was raised for leather instead of for beef because of the lack of refrigeration. You couldn't transport or keep the meat for very long.
Good point. You can only eat so much beef jerky.
There's only so much that you can want to do. So although we knew that the cattle industry was big here, there's a lot of misconceptions about it. One of the things is that Native Americans were very, very, very much a part of the cattle industry and were actually many times the cowboys. It wasn't the cowboys against the Indians. The Indians were the cowboys in many cases.
Fascinating. Well, that is all very, very interesting, Victor. And without further ado, listeners, we're going to have Victor Crosswhite Contreras do his dramatic reading about his famous ancestor, Bonifacio Lopez.
Bienvenidos, bienvenidos. Welcome, welcome. I understand that perhaps some of you may be interested in some ganado, some cattle. You see, if anybody's interested in cattle, you may be directed to me. You see, I'm known as El Rey. Okay, I'm not really royalty or anything like that. It's not really a king. It's, como se dice, an honorary title. A title she given to me by my people of San Diego for the years of service my family has given to mi pueblo de San Diego. You see, my grandfather, he was a Spanish soldier that came with Father Serra to start the missions up and down California. This is true. And like many of the Spanish soldiers, when they retire, they were given plots of land. My grandfather, he was the first to retire from the Presidio in San Diego and was given land off the northwest side of the Presidio and down into the valley. There was a corral that serviced the animals that took care of the Presidio. Therefore, it was in service to the King of Spain and called El Corral del Rey. Now, the corral is in service to me. So therefore, I'm El Rey. I'm well known in my Californias. because of my love for fandangos. Fandangos are, como se dice, fiestas, celebrations. Celebrations that may take place for several days. You see, the Spanish soldiers up and down the missions, they all know each other. And whenever there's a birthday or a wedding or a fiesta, they travel sometimes days to go to a fandango. If you're going to travel this far, you're going to make it worth your while. So you stay for many days at a time. And it was at a fandango at La Misión de San Gabriel. I believe it was a quinceañera. Anyway, the second night of the fiesta, across the dance floor, I see a beautiful woman. She flirt with me behind her fan. I cross the dance floor. I ask her to dance. And from that first dance, we stay together the whole night. We dance, we sing, we walk, we talk. I begin to court her. And pretty soon, I make her my wife. And I bring her to my pueblo de San Diego, there to show off my beautiful bride. You see, it's not beyond me to show off a little. You see, I take my horse. I charge up the canyon wall. I rear up on its hind legs and charge back down again. Not an easy task for a man my size. Therefore, I have gained the respect of my fellow Californianos, such that they have named me El Juez del Campo. El Juez del Campo is the judge of the camp. You see, we mark each of our animals with a brand on its hide so as to know to whom each animal belong. But you cannot brand a calf. A calf, she's too small. As she grow, it stretch out the brand beyond recognition. So you must wait a year or two for the calf to be sufficiently big to handle the brand. But many things can happen in a year. Calf gets separated from its mother. Herds get mixed together. Many things can happen. So you need El Juez del Campo to help resolve property disputes. Especially at the Matazón. El Matazón is where we select the animals to be sold. But we do not sell for carne, for beef. We sell for hides and tallow. And we use the hides and tallow to trade all around the world. So much so that the Norte Americanos, they call our hides California banknotes. And we use them to trade all over. And this working cattle, she is a dangerous business. More vaqueros have been killed riding horses and herding cattle than were ever shot up in the nickel and dime novels that are so popular back east. This is true. So every vaquero has his story. You heard the vaquero up north who was at the Matazón and he roped the becerro. The becerro fell the other way and snapped his riata. His riata came flying back and boom! Le sacó el ojo. He became one-eyed Juan. I do have my stories. Why, this summer, you know how hot it got this summer. Well, I was bringing down some cattle to the water down there by the river. And up on the hillside, I see a brown and white on a ridge. So I take my horse and I bring the brown and white down the hill. She circle around behind this bush. So the second time I go up to get the cow and bring her down, she circle around again to the bush. A third time I go up. But this time I get off my horse to see why this cow, she looks so much into the bush. I push around the bush. And there in the bush, it's a calf. She's no go away because the calf is there. So her calf, she is hurt and stuck in the branches. I cut away the branches. I pick up the calf. I turn. Brown and white is pointing its horns right at my belly. If she run me through, I cannot do nothing. Nobody know I'm there. I surely die. But she look at me and I look at her. She know. I know hurt her calf. She let me walk by. I carry the calf and I get on my horse. She come by and sniff the calf and follow me down the hill like a puppy dog. If you have any questions about mi pueblo de San Diego, you ask for me, El Rey. My name, Bonifacio López.
Bravo. That was marvelous, Victor. And listeners, I should add that the piece was not only performed by Victor, but also written by him.
Yes. We want to give the authors the opportunity, if they would like to perform their piece, they'll have an opportunity to audition to perform their piece. So that's an added incentive if somebody wants to perform their own piece. We've done this kind of work before. Mm-hmm. We love telling the history and the stories of San Diego through theatrical representations. And we've done that on and off in the park for many years for different events. This particular event tying in with the literature of the 1800s and the fabulous work that Write Out Loud does in organizing this activity and getting many other organizations throughout San Diego to participate and get involved is just a wonderful way to celebrate the history of San Diego, celebrate literature of the times, and celebrate our hometown.
Yes, it's truly a great project, a wonderful way to support the arts and literature in San Diego. And I might add, listeners, that in addition to the $100 prize for the 2 one-act plays or monologues that are chosen as winners, if you're chosen to read your own work, you have some acting ability there, you can also pick up another $125 for that, I understand.
Yes, the performers are paid $125 for performing.
Yeah, so wonderful way to get some marvelous experience and hopefully, most important of all, bring to life some of these wonderful stories of the past that really can just go forgotten into the dustbin of history if we don't keep them alive.
Yeah, and there's so many aspects of our history that we sometimes forget or are not aware of. For example, the tanneries of the 1800s. Obviously, the tanneries were vital and crucial to the economy and to the processing of the hides. Most people would presume that Native Americans or Mexicans were the people that were tanning the hides, but this wasn't true. Mm-hmm. Pacific Islanders were the ones that were working the tanneries and actually cleaned the hides and prepared hides to be transported all around the world.
Yeah. Well, we certainly have a very rich history here in East County in the 1800s. The Native American tribes, of course, that were the first early Californians here, and the Mexican rancheros out here. I know that out in Campo, they had a gunfight that lasted longer and killed more people than the OK Corral, but whoever heard of it until somebody wrote a book about it a couple of years ago. We could go on. The gold mining that went on up in Julian during the 1800s, and even out here in El Cajon, they had the Chase Gold Mine. A lot of people don't know. Horse racing down Main Street in the early days of El Cajon before it became a city, and they outlawed vice like that. So there's a lot of rich stories to draw on right here as well as throughout our region.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a wonderful history. It's a wonderful place. There's a reason why so many people migrated to our California and state.
Yeah. And if people want to get involved with the Old Town Early Descendants group, Victor, where can they get more information about that? Maybe somebody here has a famous ancestor and wants to know how to learn more.
We do workshops 4 times a year, and as of yet haven't been scheduled for this year, but you can go to the Descendants website, which is DESDSTORY.com.
So it stands for Descendants of Early
Descendants of San Diego Story.com.
Yeah, DESDStory.com. Tell us once again, if people want to enter the historical monologue contest to bring a local story from the 1800s to life and have an opportunity to have it performed at Twain Fest on August 20th.
The deadline will be May 31st. Mm-hmm. The winners will be announced at our annual Descendants Luncheon. We have a gathering every year where people that are descendants of people that lived here in the 1700s and 1800s gather every year on the last weekend in June. So the last weekend in June, we will be celebrating the Descendants Luncheon, which is June 24th through June 26th, and that's when the winners will be announced.
Very good. And one last time, the phone number where they can call you, Victor, for entry details is?
619-301-8126.
Very good. And you can also go to eastcountymagazine.org, click on our bookshelf section, and you'll find entry information on the contest right there. And we'll also be posting an audio of this interview there as well. Victor, thank you so much for joining us today on the East County Magazine show on KNSJ, the Network for Social Justice.
Thank you.